We're talking now about beer. What is a good price for beer? It's a question many of us ponder as we wonder whether or not we're being ripped off, with alcohol being as expensive as it is in general. And when we go to the football game, we know that we almost know we are being ripped off. We're expecting to be ripped off because the high markup prices leave them as the only option. So what is a reasonable price for a beer? Keith Perry, lecturer from Western Sydney University, has done some digging and joins us now to share what he's found out. Thanks for joining us, Keith.
No problem. Thanks for having me on.
So, Keith, how does the price of beer in Australia compare to those at other sporting events around the world?
Well, actually, in terms of if we compare it to the US, it's cheaper, quite noticeably cheaper in some cases. Compared to the European leagues in football, particularly the EPL and the Bundesliga, it's a bit dearer. But yeah, globally, it's probably not so bad in comparison to other sporting events, at least.
And how do these prices vary locally across Australian stadiums?
There's a lot of variation across Australia. That was something we were quite surprised at when we started looking. They can vary from, actually you can pay as little as $5.40 for a beer at the MCG, but admittedly you don't get very much for that. And then it can go up to $8.90 at the Adelaide Oval. And I don't know if you remember, but earlier this season, they were actually trying to raise that to over $9 for a beer. But fortunately, they didn't. They backed down on that. But yeah, still $8.90.
Now, is there any correlation between the price of a beer at a stadium and the nature of the stadium or how well their team is doing?
Not really, no. I mean, the Australian stadiums tend to be sort of multi-purpose venues, so you get lots of different sports played at them. What the correlation that we found seemed to be was that the bigger stadiums tend to be slightly dearer. The smaller ones generally were perhaps a little bit cheaper, the sort of regional venues. But yeah, not for sport, and I don't think I've seen anything correlating to how well the team's doing. Maybe the fans just want to drown their sorrows more when the team's doing badly.
And how obvious, like everyone, of course, going to a venue to, you know, see a concert or to see a game is expecting to pay more for a beverage. How happy do you think people are to, you know, pay these inflated prices? Do they feel extremely ripped off?
Yeah, I think fans generally aren't particularly happy. Some accept it. And I think it comes down to what they see as the sort of value for money. And if they're paying higher prices but getting a quality product, I don't think you mind too much. But I think all too often fans don't think that they are getting that quality product. I know certainly a lot of the fans that we spoke to weren't happy. And in previous research that we've done, certainly the food and drink service and price at stadiums comes out as the biggest dissatisfaction point for fans going to sport in Australia.
So how might stadiums maybe looking or reevaluating their sort of pricing on this or maybe coming up with a single sort of price across venues affect consumer happiness?
Well, obviously, if you lower the prices, they're going to be happier there. That kind of is an easy one. Or the other way to do it is to increase the quality of the offering. And in terms of beer, I think what we're seeing a lot of fans are looking for is perhaps a craft beer option, so a greater quality beer. And obviously, there's some issues around the liquor licensing laws in the various states around the quality, the type of beer that can be offered. But we've seen overseas that some stadiums can offer higher quality craft beers or different types of beer. So there's definitely something that can be done here to make fans more satisfied with what they're getting from the stadiums. And it doesn't take much. And if it's not lowering the prices, then yeah, definitely increasing the quality of what you're getting for that price is got to be the way forward, I think.
So on the subject of craft beers, I mean, we've seen more craft beers become much more popular over just, you know, the last few years. It's something that's growing a lot around Sydney anyway. Are we seeing more of these kind of things being considered as options at these stadiums, or are they just sticking with their sort of general kind of labels?
No, stadiums are starting to do it. There's difficulties because often they've got sort of long-standing contracts with catering firms, but we are seeing stadiums do it. So, for instance, the SCG has got a microbrewery within their stadium that offers various different types of beer. Over the pond in Wellington, they've partnered with a local brewery to offer a range of craft beers. So the we are seeing some things happen. Most of the stadiums will offer a craft beer or two, but we're still to see a real shift from the traditional sort of light or mid-strength beer towards a standard sort of high-quality or craft beer in the stadiums. It's a fairly typical offering that you get in most of them. But in speaking to the stadium operators, there's definitely a will to change. There's just some difficulties they've got to overcome along the way. So hopefully we'll start to see more.
So Keith, moving forward, from your studies, what would you recommend the best place to go for value for money as far as beer for your stadium goes?
Well, we actually found that McDonald Jones Stadium, so Hunter Stadium up in Newcastle, was the best value in terms of price per 100 millilitres for a beer. That came in at $1.39 per 100 millilitres. So, yeah, that's pretty reasonable. Around Sydney, if we're going a bit further afield, Monica Oval isn't bad either. And in Sydney, Southern Cross Group Stadium, so where the Cronulla Sharks play, not only are they the premiers, but they also have some of the cheapest beer in Sydney. So that's one to go to this season, perhaps.